Hello and happy Easter to all the children of the living God that are listening to this message. My name is Martha Mendoza, and I'm so happy and honored to be reaching out to you on this Easter morning. For the first time in most of our lives, we are celebrating Easter in a whole different way. So that, of course, means not needing to get dressed up for Easter service, no church Easter party, no group egg hunts, and no spending time with family members that don't live with us. That, of course, includes our church family. All of this makes us sad, and we're finding ways to accept the things that we did not expect to happen. At a very young age, you are all having to live with many unexpected changes. While such is the case for the women in this morning's Easter story, you can find the story in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 1 through 10. I hope that you will make some time to read this story with your parents. In this Bible story, there are some women who were frightened by something they didn't expect. Now, most of us have been frightened or have felt fearful at one time or another. That's not a good feeling. Sometimes the fear we feel is caused by something that could be dangerous, and at other times, we become frightened of silly things. Maybe you've noticed something spooky on the wall of your bedroom at night, and then discovered it was just a shadow of a bedpost or a chair, or even your beloved stuffed animals. Have you ever experienced someone jumping out of a hiding place to scare you? Usually fear, when we are afraid, is caused when something happens that we are not expecting. The women in this story went to the place where Jesus' body had been laid after his death on the cross. They were going there with spices that they had prepared to cleanse the body, as was their custom. While they were there, an angel from the heavens appeared to them. You can imagine how frightened this was to these women. The angel wore clothes that shined like snow. Immediately the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I know that you're looking for Jesus." The angel told the women that God had raised Jesus from the dead, just like Jesus said God would. The women felt fear and joy at the same time. The angel told the women, "Now that you know that Jesus has risen, they should hurry and tell the disciples that Jesus lives and is on his way to Galilee, where Jesus will meet them." The women were frightened and yet happy. They hurried from the tomb and ran to tell others. Suddenly, as the women were en route, Jesus appeared to them along the way and greeted them. Once again, the women felt fear and joy at the same time. Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Tell my followers to go to Galilee, and there I will be." Twice in this story, the women are told not to be afraid. This story reminds us that on this Easter, we need to be confident and strong because we know that the power of Jesus is always with us, no matter what unexpected things will happen. So as you celebrate this Easter, remember Jesus is always with you. Won't you please pray with me? Papa Dios, gracias por el regalo de Jesús. Thank you for the gift of Jesus. Help us to remember to never be afraid, and to celebrate your Son always. Amen. Have a wonderful Easter, and I look forward to reaching out to you next Sunday.